This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I understand, you know, that there could be a discussion, hey, this is where quarterbacks go to die. Well, you know, go fix it. Be the reason that the team is going to turn it around and you be the player that you think you are. And I would just tell them, you know, just keep your mouth shut. You're going into the greatest league that there's ever been for the sport that we all love. You're going to have a chance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Dance one day to make $500 million because guys like me and guys before me all went on strike so you could actually make more money. So keep your pie hole shut and go out and play football and earn your keep and earn your respect.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Final hour, not quite a full hour, taking you right up to Cubs baseball. 120 first pitch as they host the Rockies right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. 12:45 pregame, and I'll take you right up to that. And lots of Cubs talk today, as it should be, with a team that's 11 games over 500 and pulled off the comeback victory and another series victory as they did yesterday over the Reds. Did want to talk some Bears, though. And you heard Boomer Esiason there on WFAN in New York, an Odyssey sports station, I should point out. And I already got all red-faced in sort of responding or reacting to what Boomer said there in a previous show when the story first came out that Caleb Williams didn't want to be a Chicago Bear in the lead up to the NFL draft. And I said then, like, that is not why his coach got fired. His coach got fired because he didn't know how to coach at the NFL level. His coach got fired because he stood there with the most dumbfounded look on his face that I've seen in my life as 30-plus seconds ticked off the clock on Thanksgiving before a national audience and the Bears not running a play when you had a timeout. That's why he got fired. Not because the rookie quarterback didn't buy into what he was doing. That's why he got fired. But that I did say then that this story, this story that Carl and Caleb Williams didn't want him to come and play for the Bears because it's quote unquote where quarterbacks go to die, which Mohsin Mohammed said first, and Carl Williams quoted in that book that's coming out from Seth Wickersham of ESPN. I agree with everything that they said, and everything that they said was truthful and factful, and I couldn't really take much umbrage with it, nor did I blame them for thinking that or feeling the way that they felt in the lead up to the draft. But I also said then that Boomer was right about one thing. As he put it, it's on Caleb Williams' ass now in terms of, and not entirely. I think that story ratcheted up the pressure, turned up the heat on the Bears to get it right with Caleb Williams, where they haven't with Justin Fields and Mitch Trubisky and you know, quarterbacks my whole life and probably your whole life, well, the entirety of the Chicago Bears organization. Because a lot of people see what I see and look at that story and go, yeah, he's kind of right. And if they don't get it right with Caleb Williams, they're gonna point to that story and go, see, they were right. And this only further proves the fact. And you only strengthen that perception of the Chicago Bears as being a place where quarterbacks go to die because they just don't know what to do with them from an organizational standpoint. But you did turn up the heat on yourself. You did turn up the heat on yourself, and now the spotlight is on you, and there are people who are going to go, look, even if you might have a point, what are you doing now? Like and this is something, big life talk now, this is something that you kind of realize as you're getting out of college and you're going out into the real world, that no matter what your upbringing was, no matter what challenges you might have faced in getting to where you are, as you enter the real world, it's adult time. It's adult time, and not a lot of people, not I'm not saying everybody, and people should care more, but not a lot of people really care about the challenges that you might face or the hoops that you had to jump through to get there or might have to jump through to get to the next level. They look at you and they go, it's adult time now. It's time to put on your big boy pants. And what are you doing, despite all the challenges that playing for the Bears might present, what are you doing to change that or to improve your own chances despite what the circumstances might be? And that's already started. This was Ross Tucker. This was just on Friday with Mully and Haw talking about some of the concerns that he has about Caleb Williams.
I hate when I come on and I have I don't want to call it bad news, but I have major concerns about Caleb Williams. Like major concerns. It feels to me like more often than not he does the wrong thing. And this isn't a talent thing, and I don't think I've ever met him, but we can have a discussion, and I've seen all the Bears fans, he was right! You know, Waldron and Eberflus are idiots! He was right! Like, I've seen that, I get that. We can have an argument about whether or not it's an issue that he and his dad were thinking about trying to avoid the Bears. I don't have any, like, problem with that.
Right.
Why would you tell a writer this? Why would you be talking about this with a writer and then not go through with it? I mean, that's my biggest issue. I feel like he either gets really bad advice or his awareness rating on Madden needs to go down like 30 points. Because I also thought it was a really, really poor decision for him to not address it this week. Because it's going to get addressed, right? People are going to ask him about it the first time they're allowed to ask him about it. So why would you want to drag it on?
And I agree with really everything that Ross Tucker said there. From the handling of this story and the lack of judgment that it shows that you put this out there after the fact, because what is there to gain by doing this after the fact, by not addressing it, because the story only gets more legs the longer that Caleb Williams goes with not addressing it, and what he said about his play, in that he maybe does the wrong thing more often than he does the right thing. But you know what? A, you can say that about a lot of rookie quarterbacks. There is a learning curve to playing in the NFL. And B, maybe he doesn't do that as much if he has better coaching and is playing on a better football team. Maybe he doesn't make the wrong decision more often than he makes the right decision. But to go back to the last point Ross Tucker made there, you do kind of bring this on yourself with the judgment or lack thereof that you showed in putting this out there. And we still don't know if Caleb Williams really, I don't know what the word is to use, because you don't give your parents permission. You know, I don't know how it works in your house. I don't give my parents permission to do a damn thing, including talking about me. You know what I mean? Like, whatever my parents say to their friends or other family about me, I can't. Like, I could be like, I wish you wouldn't do that, but they're going to do it. You know, I don't tell my parents what to do. We still don't know how Caleb Williams feels about his dad putting this out there. We don't. And we don't know if Caleb Williams 100% backs everything that his dad claims happened or was said throughout that whole process. But that story coming to light 100% ratchets up the pressure and dials up the spotlight on him now. And more people are going to look at things like Ross Tucker was saying when he was breaking down the play of Caleb Williams and just go, what are you doing now? What are you doing now to get better and to change this terrible situation that you were almost forced into going to? And by doing it, you invite people talking about you the way that Ross Tucker was. And like Greg Cosell talked about Caleb Williams and his play in the aftermath of this story coming to light.
Quarterbacks that get sacked a lot in college, often guys get sacked a lot in the NFL. That's something that doesn't often change. Now, you're going to try to fix that, obviously, with your offensive concepts and your philosophy, which Ben Johnson's going to try to do. But quarterbacks that tend to retreat backwards, and he has a tendency to do that, you can't do that in the NFL. Maybe Lamar Jackson can do it, but, you know, he's a freak. You just can't do that in the NFL. And the other thing that I think was a little bit of an issue, it's an issue for a lot of quarterbacks coming out of college, is just the operational part, and this is not talked about very often, is we're talking now about just getting in and out of the huddle and getting to the line of scrimmage so there's not 4 or 5 seconds on the play clock. You know, these college quarterbacks, this is not specific to Caleb Williams, but it was a factor, is these guys don't huddle. So you're talking about calling plays in a huddle, which you have to learn. That's a learned trait, calling it with conviction, calling it at just the right speed. You can't say it too fast, but you can't say it too slowly either. At just the right speed so that you can get out of the huddle and get to the line of scrimmage so the quarterback, in this case Caleb Williams, can look at the defense. Because in the NFL, you know, unlike college, it can't all be what we call pure progression, where the defense and how they line up is not a big factor. It is a big factor. And so you can't figure out and have an understanding of that when there's 4 seconds left on the play clock.
That's Greg Cosell of NFL Matchup on with Spiegel and Holmes last week, talking about some of the holes in Caleb Williams' game and going back to his college game, which, while I want to be careful how I term this, it's not unfair, and it's truthful, and it's quite frankly the same thing that Caleb Williams and his dad did to the Bears, of look at all the things you've done poorly in the past, because now Greg Cosell and others, after those comments come to light, are going to go, okay, you have a point, but you were bad at this then. You were taking too many sacks and running backwards too often then at the college level. What are you doing to change that now? Even if you don't have the greatest coaching or the greatest situation or whatever the case might be, you were bad at this then. Why haven't you changed that bad habit now? Which is fair, but these... Maybe I just want to, like, hide in a bubble. Maybe I just want to turtle shell this whole thing. You know what I mean? And I don't want to hear this stuff. I don't want to hear this stuff right now. And this isn't the story or the discussion that we should be having about Caleb Williams. And we're having it in large part because of this story coming to light.
Well, that one was a kick in the nards.
Yeah. It is. Hearing this stuff is a bit of a kick in the nards. And part of that story was the old, nobody told me how to watch film. Nobody watched film with me in the Bears organization. And great quarterbacks, now analysts like Kurt Warner, see that and push back a little bit on that story and how Caleb Williams could have handled that. This was, again, on Spiegel and Holmes last week.
So if he called Lincoln, or he would have, I mean, it's Caleb Williams, for goodness sakes. He could find the number of any player and any quarterback and any veteran quarterback that he wanted and said, hey, I'm not getting this inside the building. Let me go get it from Tom Brady. I mean, I read something the other day that Tom's become a bit of a mentor to him. Like, if that's the case, then Caleb should never be wanting for any kind of information that can help him on the field. If I can call Tom Brady and Tom Brady's going to pick up and answer my questions, I'm going to at least have a blueprint and a roadmap to how to, you know, watch film, or, you know, how to eat, or how to, you know, go through my weekly routine, because I have access to that. And so that's all I'm saying is, yep, that I'm not saying it's more on Caleb and more. I don't know the dynamic. I think they're all accountable. I think, you know, again, you have to ask the questions. Like, coach might have assumed. Don't assume. Don't assume. Even if you're going to embarrass your number one overall pick, get in there and ask him questions. Make sure he knows how to prepare. And if you got to hold his hand a little bit more, do that. If you're Caleb and you need some answers to questions, find those answers. Go up and ask. Continue to knock on the door. You know, continue to go in. Can I watch film with you guys as you're game planning so I can see what you're basing this off of and what I need? Like, again, I just, you know, it's just the highest level. And I think there's always an assumption of what people know. And I think that's the case in any job that you get. You kind of come in and you're at a certain level and people just kind of go, oh, I assume he knows that, that, and that. And so now let's just hit the ground running. And that person might not know that. So they've got to figure out, how do I get those answers? I don't think that assumption is just crazy. But at the same time, if you're going to assume that as a coach, you should be held responsible. If you just assumed and never asked and never knew the answer to that question, you should be held accountable if you have players that don't understand it and don't get it and don't have the information they need. You should be held 100% accountable for that as well.
That was Kurt Warner of the NFL Network, Hall of Fame quarterback, on with Spiegel and Holmes last week. And by the way, catch that and Cassell and Tucker, all these clips that we played, find the full interviews on the Odyssey app. Just use the rewind feature and go catch more Bears talk with those guys. But my first reaction to hearing what Kurt Warner said there is he shouldn't have to. He shouldn't have to go outside the building to learn how to watch tape at an NFL level, especially when you're talking about a rookie quarterback. Like, if this was Caleb Williams' second or third or fourth year in the league and an offensive coordinator goes, well, he knows what he's doing, he's been here long enough, I maybe get that assumption. But he should be getting everything he needs right in the building. Ryan Poles talked about the nest. Remember the nest that they were building for Caleb Williams to succeed and grow in? That's not a nest, bro. That's not a nest if he's not getting the very basics of what he needs at the NFL level as a rookie. But, and this goes back to what I said at the start of all this, which is when you put a story like that out there, people are going to look at it and they're going, okay, you got a point. You might be right. But it's adult. It's time to adult now. It's time to get the big boy pants on. And what are you doing to better your circumstances and change things and bring the production that we expect from you on a professional level? Caleb Williams could have gone outside the building. Caleb Williams could have gone to a Tom Brady. Caleb Williams could have gone to his college coach. He could have gone. There's a million resources that Caleb Williams could have tapped into to get the coaching, the guidance, whatever it was that he needed, and he didn't. And people are going to point that out when you put out the story that he put out. I got no problem with what was said in the story. I understand where they were coming from, but why? You invite this stuff. And I don't know if this has any effect on Caleb Williams and his development. He says and acts like he's the type of guy who doesn't let this type of chatter affect him. I don't know if that's true or not. None of us know if that's really true or not. Why invite another challenge when you already have all these challenges set before you to be the first great quarterback in Bears history? Why create another challenge and heat up the spotlight that much more? I just don't. That's the only problem I have with it, is why. And I don't know if Caleb, like I said, I don't know if Caleb Williams did this, was part of doing this, or if his dad just went off and did it on his own. But why? Whether it's Caleb or his dad, why? What is the point of this now? Should have done, if you didn't want him to be, you should have done this all out assault in through the media before the draft, and never let him come here. But why now? Let me get in a quick call before the break. Let's get in Derek on the north side. Derek, you're on the Score. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Good.
I truly think, number one, I think that the former NFL quarterbacks have become just like the former NBA superstars. They didn't make the money, so now they have become very, very much haters on younger players. Boomer Esiason said he went on strike so that players like Caleb could get paid. Shut your pie hole is what he said.
Yeah.
Did he tell John Elway to shut his pie hole? No. Did he tell Eli Manning to shut his pie hole? No. These were the same players who went on strike with Boomer Esiason did so that players could get more money. And his comment is telling. You're going to be able to make $500 million because of what we did. Now, let's go a little further. You talk about when the story came out, I agree with you, it's a distraction. But let's be clear. Let's be perfectly clear. Caleb Williams was a rookie quarterback. If he never plays another down in the NFL for the Bears, he's one of the top quarterbacks to ever play for the Bears organization. If he doesn't play another game for the Bears. So that means they had every right to question where he was going to be drafted because of our history as an organization, as a city with quarterbacks. Caleb Williams had a valid point. The media, including former players, talked about the Bears being a place where quarterbacks should never want to go.
Yeah.
They have talked about it for years ad nauseum. They have said Caleb Williams should try to work his way out from going to the Bears. We heard that pre-draft. Former players, analysts, color analysts, anybody, journalists, anybody you want to name, quite a few of them were saying, will Caleb Williams try to work his way out of Chicago? If I was him, I wouldn't want to go. They're these same people who have their chosen few that they like they still love Justin Fields. For what reason, I don't know. They still think Justin Fields can be. They blame the Bears organization for ruining Justin Fields. He goes to Pittsburgh to an offensive coordinator who called him a running back when he was the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. He goes over there and they say, you know what? The kid can't read defenses. He doesn't know when to let the ball go. Now, they're still saying today, you can hear them saying, oh, the Jets have a great quarterback in Justin Fields. Justin Fields. They don't like the personality of Caleb Williams, and because they don't, because you see people like, and I'm gonna call out a name, Ryan Clark, and some of his friends who went to LSU and who like the quarterback in Washington, who applaud and laud him so much, and all of those things, they don't have anything negative to say about that young man. I don't either. He had a great season, but come on, man.
Hey, Derek.
Caleb Williams had a Dr. Pepper commercial when he was in college. He didn't get sacked that much in his sophomore year when he had a better offensive line and better weapons.
That is true. Hey, Derek, I got to get to a break, and I want to respond to some of the things that you said right there. Yeah, Caleb Williams probably rubbed some people the wrong way and did coming out of college, and they have it out for him, and you just gave him more ammo to have it out for him. No doubt about it. And there was there was some bitterness in the Boomer comments. It was very Boomer of Boomer to have the attitude that he has about a younger generation of players. I don't disagree with you there. But Kurt Warner's discussion, I wouldn't lump him in with Boomer's comments. Kurt Warner, to me, is very measured and objective and analytical in talking about not just Caleb Williams, but quarterbacks around this league. And I put a lot of stock into what he said. And he is right. While my knee-jerk reaction is, well, he shouldn't have to go outside the building to get those basics of what a rookie quarterback needs, it is adult time now. It is time to get your big boy pants on and to be aware enough to go, well, if I'm not getting it here, I got to go somewhere else to get it because I got to succeed. Even if they're not going to give me everything I need to succeed here, failure is not an option for me personally, so I'm going to go outside the building to get it. That's what Kurt Warner was saying, and it's a fair critique or a fair comment to make about Caleb Williams. You ain't a kid no more. You're out in the real world now. That we all have that moment where we're like, "Oh, people don't care. They expect me to show up and do what I'm expected to do." You have people in your life who do care, or at least I hope you do. But a lot of the world just don't care, man. Once you're an adult and you get out there in the real world and there are things that need to get done, a lot of people just don't care what it is that's hindering you or holding you back from doing it. They just expect you to get it done. And that's the phase of life that Caleb Williams is entering right now. And a lot of people are going to point back to this article and say, did you get your big boy pants on at some point, despite everything working against you? People are going to have that conversation or make that comment if Caleb Williams doesn't figure it out at the NFL level. We'll hit a quick break on the other side. Can Aaron Rodgers just shut up? We'll discuss that right after this. It's Rami Makhlouf on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We're back, live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Highlight courtesy of Fox. Aaron Rodgers saying, "I still own you," to Bears fans. I think that was, I don't know, that had to be the last season or last game that he played for the Packers against the Bears. And he was trash talking us then. And then he left. And I was like, well, at least we don't have to deal with that guy anymore. You know what I mean? At least that guy's out of our lives. We don't have to really care what he says or does anymore. And he hasn't really done much from a football standpoint since he left the Green Bay Packers. The dude hasn't really been relevant by his play in at least 2 years, maybe 3 years. But he just keeps opening his mouth, Aaron Rodgers does. And it's all annoying. Like, all of it is annoying and attention seeking and like desperate. It's an ego that needs to be filled. You know what I mean? It's just a cup that needs to be filled to keep his ego full. And so it's all annoying, and I'm never happy to hear Aaron Rodgers speak these days. But it's even more annoying that he won't let this Bears thing go, even though he's not even a member of the Green Bay Packers anymore. He was on the YNK podcast. Is that Tyler is telling me I'm right? He was on the YNK podcast taking questions from the audience, and a young lady asked him this about the Chicago Bears.
Will Aaron Rodgers ever go to the Bears?
Oh, boy. Security, can we get her out of here? I need some security. Security,
can you take it easy on her? This
No, but I believe there's a team that might play in Chicago this year.
What's
a road
team?
Trip. I don't know. I'm not sure. Gotta check it out.
Are you speaking in code?
I love Chicago, though. Way more than they love me. It's been a great relationship, all one way.
Am I feeding into it by even reacting to this? Because he clearly takes great joy in the fact that we don't like him. And yeah, we don't want you around, Aaron Rodgers. Should I even be addressing this or responding to what Aaron Rodgers said today? And can you just like sign or not sign, dude? I know you need the attention. I know you desperately need the attention of will he or won't he? Oh, what's Aaron Rodgers gonna do? Oh, just do it or don't. And either way, it probably won't matter because you're not that good at football anymore. So do whatever you're going to do, but just do it and stop being so desperate for people to care what you're doing. Not even a lot of people care. Like, people in Pittsburgh care. The rest of the NFL world is like, okay, Aaron Rodgers still hasn't signed somewhere yet? Okay, whatever. But he didn't stop there with his trolling of the Bears and Bears fans.
I was born and raised in Chicago, so as a Bears fan, I want to ask how much you contemplated retirement. You know, you play golf. Play more golf, man. You don't have to sign anywhere. Just, you know, take it easy.
You want him out? You want him gone?
Best, yeah, best to greener pastures.
I'm guessing you're like the normal Bears fan. The best thing about Bears fans is every year, this is our year. This is our year.
One.
We added this guy and that guy, and oh, and we got a new coach from Detroit. Yeah. Oh man, look out!
This is it,
right? Packers fans, we know that, right? And what does every coach that signs with the Bears say? We got to beat the Packers, right?
Yeah.
Packers don't give a.
What's this? We? What do you mean, Packers fans? We know that. I got news for you, Aaron Rodgers. You obviously, you know, people in this city don't like you. I got news for you. I work up in Milwaukee, too. I talk to a lot of Packers fans. Most of them don't like you either, bro. This ain't a we. The we days are gone. The we days are done with you and Packers fans. You know what Aaron Rodgers is? Have you ever seen a dude who, like, his glory days were high school football?
Oh, he peaked in high school?
Peaked in high school, yeah. And he can't let it go? Like, he still cares about the old rivalry with the old rival high school? You know what I mean? And because that was his heyday. That was his glory day. That was when he was, you know, chicks were digging him. You know what I mean? He was the cool guy. He was the most popular guy in school. And he was the star football player. And so he still cares about the rivalry. When really, dude, you should have moved on with your life a long, long time ago.
And we don't care.
That's exactly what he is. He's still saying we. You don't even have a team right now. You have no we. There is no we in Aaron Rodgers' life right now. Packers fans don't like you. Jets fans never liked you. That lasted like a day where they were like, oh, we finally got a quarterback. And then your Achilles blew up before you took a snap. And the only thing he has to hang on now is I beat the Bears. Ooh, Bears fans don't like me.
Hey, go Pack, go the f*** home.
Find a different phase of your life, bro. Move on. You know what I mean? You won the state championship 10 years ago, and you're still wearing the jersey and worried about the rival high school? Get over it. Find something more meaningful in your life. My thanks to Alex Cohen for joining me on the show this afternoon. He was great. He was really, really good. If you missed that or anything on the show, you can check it out at 670thescore.com or on the Odyssey app using that handy-dandy rewind feature. My thanks to all of you for listening and contributing to the show. Even those of you who don't like me, you listened, and I appreciate that. And thanks to Tyler Buterbaugh on the other side of the glass for putting all this together and keeping me company this afternoon. I'm back tomorrow with Layla Rahimi in this very time slot, and I will talk to you then. Until then, Rami Makhlouf saying thanks for listening to Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Cubs and Rockies are coming up next.
I profoundly apologize.
No, that's fine. Yeah. You did your best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.